Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hi, I'm Stacey Mulcahy. I'm a technical evangelist from New York City. And I'm going to be talking today about how to market your app and screenshots. So exciting. But we're just going to walk through a little bit of the screenshots and talk about how you do them right and maybe how you do them wrong, if that's something you want to do. So today we're talking about marketing your app and screenshots. Once again, when I say app, it could be your app, it could be your game, it could be for Windows Phone, it could be for Windows 8, doesn't really matter. But we're just going to talk about the importance of screenshots. And it's one of those things that people kind of, you know, just do last minute and they don't really think too much about it. And so, you know, it's kind of been the overall theme of this whole series is like, oh, I have to put in the store, it's last minute, like everything is just crammed into one day where you're just like so glad to have it over with. So we're going to talk a little bit about just how to put a little bit more love into your screenshots. So again, if you want to get a hold of me, you can find me here on Twitter or LinkedIn. And I'm probably best to get back to you on Twitter, or you can even just hit up my blog if you so desire. So I'm Stacey. Okay, let's just move on into what we're going to be talking about. We think visually and we have a visual appetite, and a lot of us kind of forget this a little bit when it comes to building our apps or building our games. And so, you know, for example, I'm looking at Pinterest here. Yes, I know most of you never visit Pinterest. You have no desire to. Trust me, I do not either. But, you know, it gives you a good sense of how we are, you know, very driven by visuals, and especially when you think about food, for example, and the whole foodies and posting your pictures of all this, you know, beautiful things that you're eating, or the simplicity of just strawberries on a table or whatever it may be. We are really driven, you know, by visuals and something that really, you know, we look at this and we say, oh, you know, that donut, it looks good. Therefore, it is going to taste good. Get in my mouth. Just give me all of it, right? And that's how we think, especially when it comes to food. You know, food that isn't visually appealing, it makes us kind of wonder, like, what is that slop on the plate that I'm going to be, you know, kind of licking up there? It makes you feel like it might not be that good. You know, we've all opened up like a can of stew or Alfagetti's or something and have basically, you know, put it into a pot and looked at it and like, okay, this isn't the most appealing thing versus, you know, getting a nice big burger with all the colors and all the layers and all those kind of things. And so we need to start thinking about, you know, our visual appetite. And our visual appetite is no different between food than it is for something that we consume, such as a game or such as an app. So, you know, when you start to think about these things, you look at this example, we see two cabs, right? And which cab are you going to get into? The one that's all shiny, looks like it just came out of a car wash, you know, freshly waxed, et cetera, et cetera. Or are you going to look, you know, get into the one on the left that looks like it's been, you know, seen better days and it's been in an accident? Which one do you trust? Which one do you think is going to work well? Which one do you think is going to achieve what you needed to do quicker, better, safer? How, you know, whatever your kind of parameters are for a good experience. And so looking good, something that looks good, means to many of us that we think it works well. And, you know, this might just be the psychology behind it, but it's really, really important because we just automatically have that association. You walk by a house, it's beautifully built, it's, you know, brand new, shiny, white picket fence, all those, you know, things that we think looks good. We assume that it is built well, as opposed to a house that has a crooked roof line, right? So there's no real difference between this kind of analogy versus working on your app or your game. So when we start to think about the process for, you know, trying to find an app or a game in the store, and that kind of process someone goes through in their head, you know, let's say they go to the store and they do a search, and maybe they're doing a search for a to-do app. I mean, this is always going to be my example, the to-do app. And, you know, they start searching for this to-do app. And the first thing they probably look at, you know, depending on where it's listed, is they might be looking at ratings. Has it been rated yet? And how many stars? And for many of us, we look at those stars and we say, if it doesn't have at least 3 out of 5, forget it. And so it's almost like this kind of flowchart diagram in terms of making a decision on how to consider or even compare an app that we go through, and ratings is really significant. So, you know, often it's, hey, does it not, you know, if it doesn't have 3 stars, am I going to consider it? Often, no, you don't. And so the next thing we often look at after, you know, looking at ratings, because first things first, you want to see if other people are using it, we look at icons and we say, okay, well, you know, is this a bad icon? Does this icon look like it fits in? Does it convey what it should? Does it look sloppy? You know, is it visually appealing? If it's a bad icon, nope, forget it. We've already filtered it out. If it has a pretty good icon, we're going to proceed. And so, you know, once again, you're starting to see that these things are made solely on a visual basis, right? Like the stars is a visual thing that signifies, you know, someone's opinions or you know, usage. And then you look at icons, and icons, you know, just totally visual. And then the next thing we sometimes look at, and not always, is sometimes you'll look at the name after that. And some people don't even bother looking at the name because, you know, we tend to be a little bit more forgiving of a name versus, you know, how something looks. And, you know, you can always think about just in terms of life, we're more forgiving of a name than versus a looks, right? So, you know, if it has a bad name, okay, we might not consider it because it might sound a little cheesy, might sound a little less professional than we're wishing for. Who knows? If it has a good name or it's intriguing or it kind of hits that note with us that resonates a little bit, we might proceed, right? So once again, you know, these decisions are kind of still made on this visual basis. And then step four is, you know, typically we do a quick scan and we're looking at screenshots, right? And I mean, we don't even know what this app does at this point, really. I mean, we have an idea of what it should do depending on what we're looking for, but we don't really know all the entire feature set or, you know, future plan for this app. And we look at the screenshots and we say, does it look good? You know, and that's always the question behind all these things. Does it look good? If it looks good, let's do this. Often just based on those parameters alone, people will go and download. And so these decisions, again, the insight being that decisions are often made on this visual basis, right? If the screenshots seem to be a little, you know, they're not that great, or, you know, there's a variety of things that, you know, aren't appealing about it, which we can walk through that you want to avoid, you know, once again, at this point, someone might be filtered out. And then it comes down to someone reading through the description and reading through all the features and all those kind of things, right? So you got to always make sure that you're doing all of these things along the way to make sure that your app or your game isn't getting filtered out throughout this decision process. Because at any point in time, it's like flowchart. They could be like, nope, stop, you know, going here, going right, going left, whatever, not interested. And you want to make sure that if you're in that flow diagram that, you know, you're basically hammer time, for lack of a better definition, right? You want to be, you know, that end point for it. So the last step that most people do when they're kind of considering downloading, you know, and once again, I'm not even talking about purchasing, I'm just talking about just getting someone to convert and to download, is, you know, they compare. So after they've gone through these steps, then they'll look at them and they'll say, okay, well, I might read all the reviews and I might look at the features. I might consider the price, because based on all these things prior to this, it looks like it's what I'm interested in. It looks good. So, you know, once again, people have that as their top filtering criteria. If it looks good, then they'll do the comparison to find out what makes it different. And this is really imperative. You need to get to this point. And so you need to get from comparison to conversion, right? And, you know, just getting yourself into that decision funnel is one challenge, and then trying to make sure that you kind of par up against all the competition is another one, right? But, you know, along the way, if you haven't met any of that criteria, you could be filtered out. And so screenshots are really important. So to give an example, just, you know, a couple that are doing it fairly well, if we look at something like Halo here, if you just scan the page here, and remember, we're visual people, we don't even worry about reading any of this stuff yet. There's a lot of text on the page. It can be overwhelming for some people. But if you look at the visual elements on the page, I can look at the stars really quickly. It's 4 out of 5, and I know how many people already have rated it. Right? So right there, I know, okay, that's a pretty big number of people, and that's a pretty high, you know, rating. That's pretty decent. And then I look at the screenshots, right? And I see that there's not a lot of screenshots. I mean, this might be a pretty in-depth game, not a lot of screenshots. That is not a bad thing, right? Because all of these screenshots, if you take that little thumbnail view on the left and you just scan it, you can see that they're all very different from one another. And that gives visual interest. And the fact that they're all different and there's visual interest suggests that the game has a lot of depth, right? If all those little thumbnails looked exactly the same and there's just a couple of differences between them, someone would be like, it doesn't look like much is happening or much changes, or there's not many levels, or there's not a lot of depth to this app or to this game. So that's just one thing to really consider when you're looking at doing your screenshots, is that you don't need to put in 10, 20 screenshots. You need to put in the ones that show the depth, that shows the feature, that shows the personality or the aesthetic of your product, right? So, you know, that's one example. If you want to go to, I picked up Fantasy Football because they do a really good job. Great application. Absolutely beautiful and has a really amazing UX. Like, this is a top-notch kind of application in my opinion. And you look at these kind of things and there's a lot of data that they're marshaling. There's a lot of different kinds of views and there's a lot of functionality, right? And so you start to see there's quite a few screenshots, but even just scanning it, you can see that there's a lot of differences between the screenshots, which suggests that there's a lot of views. And, you know, suggesting that there's a lot of views also suggests that there's a lot of functionality, right? So even without reading any of this stuff, I can see already this is a pretty robust app, right? And their first screenshot, you know, they start off with the first screen, the most important one, and they kind of go through some of the other functionality that you can see. And you get a sense of functionality, you get a sense of aesthetic, you get a sense of usability, right? And so you can start to see that they're showing all sorts of data in different kinds of ways. And, you know, for example, they're showing the fact that you can, you know, watch video or video highlights or things like that. You know, you see something here which is more like just a player view. So you start to see that this app itself has a lot of depth. So it becomes really important when you're dealing with your screenshots that they properly represent your application or your game. Now, depending on the ecosystem that you might be submitting your game or app to, all the ecosystems have different rules in terms of screenshots. Can you doctor them up a little bit? Can you make them look prettier? Can you, you know, have a screenshot of someone actually using the app or things like that? You know, and you have to be very careful because every ecosystem handles that differently. And so you're going to want to understand what the rules are for each one. But, you know, screenshots are an opportunity for you to sell your app. And so we're just going to go over a couple of tips that can help you kind of just make sure that you really nail down those images for your screenshots and that you're not overdoing it or that you're not underdoing it either. So tip one, put your best image first. And when you get to this kind of idea, it means the one that you think shows the most, is most visually interesting, that kind of conveys the overall concept of the application or the game, that conveys the aesthetic, you know, your best image first. And so that often means that you don't have any need to be linear in your screenshots. And what I mean by that is a lot of times you'll see people, especially for an app or even for a game, you know, often for a lot of those kind of applications or games, the first screen is a login screen, or it's, you know, choose a player screen or any of those kind of things, right? It's usually about configuration of some sort. Maybe it's configuration for the user. Maybe it's configuration for the app in terms of downloading the data it needs to display, whatever it may be. But usually that first screen is kind of just like an intro screen that doesn't convey the overall, you know, arching aesthetic or tone of the app or the game. So why would you use that screenshot first? You don't need to. Maybe you think it's important that someone understands that you're showing that there's this process that's going on, and maybe it's going to be a beautiful screenshot, but it doesn't need to be your first one. So your screenshots don't need to show the linear process of your application, because for most of these kind of things, you know, you might log in or you might sign in or whatever it may be, or might load, and then you have like a home screen or a dashboard, and then you navigate to something else, you know, that kind of idea. Something that we find, you know, especially in task-oriented kind of applications, very linear. You know, you're going to go from here to here to here, and then you have a variety of options from there. You don't need to, you know, present your screenshots in that linear format. Present them based on interest, right? And so your first one being the most interesting. And sometimes that's going to be the middle of your game where something blows up and you've got a crazy particle effect and you just dropped it and you're just like, there you go. And people, they find that visually appealing. So you're going to want to make sure your first one really is the most captivating for the user. So don't worry about it being the first thing that happens in the app or in the game. Worry about it being the best representation of it. You also want to choose quality over quantity. And the examples I gave had, you know, anywhere from four to maybe five or six screenshots. You know, you might have a really simple application. It might not have a lot of depth. It maybe it just does one thing, and it does one thing really, really, really well. And it integrates really well with what the user wants. And that's perfect. It means you might not have five screenshots, and that's completely okay. So quality over quantity. Choose a screenshot to best represent your overall application or your game. You know, choose the ones that have some kind of variation between them. Don't worry about putting every single screenshot that you possibly can. You know, you're better to have just a few that are really good that help the user understand what the experience is going to be like, rather than to have a whole bunch that overwhelms them and makes them feel like there's not a lot changing between them. You want to make sure that your screenshots have visual diversity. And so you want to make sure, like when I went through that thumbnail example, you know, that those items, when you scan them, that they are different enough just from that scan that I get a sense that different things are happening or that different features are available. And just that visual diversity alone right there will, you know, kind of communicate to the user that with the visual diversity, we also have feature depth. Right? And so you want to make sure that, you know, if you are going to have four screenshots, that they are completely different, that they're not showing just the secondary state of, you know, the previous one before it. You want to focus on features. And so when it comes to screenshots, you want to focus on, you know, kind of, once again, it's a visual communication. So what are you visually communicating to the user? You know, do you want to visually communicate that this is a fun app that has a sense of humor? So maybe your error messages are a little cheeky, or, you know, you have like a really fun loading screen that's, you know, really on brand and on tone and all those kind of things. Do you want to snap that? You know, do you want to show, you know, a screen that shows all the graphing available based on, you know, one drill down item, for example, with tooltips? You know, do you want to show that it also has a video player or an audio player? Do you want to show that it has all sorts of different kind of sharing functionality? You know, you got to figure out like where your feature sets are and what you think the user is most interested in. Remember, this has got to be user-centric. And so maybe, you know, those are the kind of things they're most interested in, and you want to focus on those and try to show those in a visual way. Because, you know, they're going to scan those and they might not necessarily 100% understand what's going on in that screenshot when it comes to features, even with a caption there. But, you know, it will be intriguing enough that they'll be like, oh, this looks interesting. I wonder how that works. And as soon as you can create that curiosity or that wonder, you know, you've got the download. So focus on the features. And when it comes to, you know, things like games, focus on those features that game developers really love. Is there some kind of, you know, scoreboard, high score stuff going on? Is there particle effects going on? You know, show the kind of features that, you know, those people would expect. So that's all I really got when it comes to screenshots. There's not a lot of guidance that, you know, you can give. It's more about what not to do versus what to do. But when it comes to your screenshots, just don't leave them to the last minute. Be really careful and selective about what you choose. You know, use quality over quantity every time. Think about the features. Think about what the user wants to see. And make sure that you really have a good selection of screenshots that has enough visual diversity that someone's going to look at it and they'll be like, okay, this app or this game has a lot of depth, and therefore I'm willing to explore it. So I'm Stacey Mulcahy. Thanks again for joining me. And until the next time.